Yo.
Gentlemen.
Hey.
Hey, Billy. How are you?
Can't hear Rich.
Check your cordy cord, Rich.
Cordy cord, Rich.
Psych, I tricked you, Ray.
Oh, bravo! we have some breaking news.
Oh, boop, 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 boop.
Patrick Mahomes just got knocked the fuck out. He's
out
of the game. He's out. He's in concussion protocol, probably.
Now, the question will be, is he going to bitch out like that bitch Lamar, or is he going to come back in?
Wow.
Because you're a starting quarterback in the NFL, and the concussion protocols don't rely to you in the NFL playoffs. You don't.
Are you wearing a Josh Allen jersey?
I am representing Rich's Buffalo Bills.
Jesus Rick. Fucking Christ.
Jim Kelly, baby. I'm representing for you, Richard.
Ray, how much money do you think you've sent to Wuhan over the years with these freaking jerseys?
I would have a statue. About like 2-3 weeks ago. Okay. Just in time for the playoffs, baby.
Okay. You're so dumb.
So you're
well done, Bill. Well done.
I had
you
to
wanted to hard. Go the you wanted to go the hard R route.
Well,
you
look,
held your own.
Look, Ray, we know that Bill probably hasn't been drinking all day, which is his normal Sunday routine, because he told us that he had a very, very busy day. I'm actually very excited to hear about the busy day that he had.
I just got home from the bar, actually.
Well, there it is.
Well, there's the busy day for Bill.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
But I am drinking a nice water right now, though.
Uh-huh.
Gotta hydrate. Gotta hydrate, Bill.
You know what we never see? We never see that left hand. I've had thought, you know, you never know what he's actually doing. Is the bucket of Hendrix down on his left side, or he fills
it
below the camera into that water bottle?
Just so you guys don't see.
I do notice when you drink out of those water bottles, there's like a pink stripe. Are you like a raspberry fuzzy water guy?
It is raspberry. I love raspberry.
You pussy.
Is it sparkling?
It is
water?
A sparkling water, yes.
I can't
imagine. Sit down to pee or no?
Never.
You got to think about it.
No, they took the seats off. They took the seats off his toilet years ago. There's no sitting down in his place.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
I can't imagine that the tap water at Queen's Landing is excellent. So,
Manchester City water, baby. It's some of the best in the state.
Queen's Landing.
I hate Manchester water. It tastes gross.
Well, Queen's Landing is just full of blood and semen.
And homeless people.
There's no homeless people around me. There was a ton on Elm Street today, though. Oof.
The Queen weeded them all out when he moved in.
Shut up, Hab.
Shut up, Hab.
Trash around my house. It's bad enough I got neighbors that stab each other.
Yeah, a couple homeless guys. We can't have that, but, you know, the hood rats. The hood rats shedding blood next door. Yeah. We can deal with it.
Of course.
Wow. Well, it is Sunday, boys. That means we're talking football. Let's get into it. It's the Monday Simple Mind Sports Show Monday headlines, January 18th. That's one thing this show
four
has
more
done.
Days.
That's one thing this
four more days.
Oh, great.
Luke Badwing is around the corner. You thought he didn't do shit now. That's one thing this show has done to me, is it made me very aware of how fast time flies. Yeah, the 18th.
Well, when you're having fun with your two best buds, you know.
We're the three best friends that anyone could have. Welcome to
May
the show.
17th. May 17th, we started filming.
Jesus Christ.
It's in the ledger. I have documentation.
Is that right? I had June 1st, but that's the first time we released the.
I think that was the first time you released one. Remember, we recorded a few, and then we kind of banked them.
We had to wait.
Them.
Gotcha. Well, it's been fun. It's moved along. We've covered a lot. This is our 173rd interview, I think. Not interview, but episode. Oh, we are doing interview later tonight. Bill may or may not attend. Okay, let's do this. The show today is hydrated by one of our favorite breweries in local New Hampshire, Nashua, New Hampshire, to be specific, White Birch Brewing. This past Saturday had a ton of releases, one of which was a charity Armenian beer, which is cool as shit. They had a big Belgian, and they had, you know, a fan favorite in the IPA section. Ray, I know you got one of them right now. What are you drinking?
I'm drinking the Blast, which is a beer dedicated to Kenny Anderson, three-time Mass State champion wrestler. It's a New England IPA. Fucking delicious. Delicious.
Yeah, I just thought about the basketball player.
Not Kenny Anderson, the basketball.
I thought the basketball Kenny Anderson, player. The
wrestler. I thought he was going the smooth southpaw Kenny Anderson basketball player, but now we know.
No.
Kenny Anderson, state champion wrestler. Go support him. And by buying some of that beer. But White Birch is great. Dave, the owner there, is a really awesome guy. So obviously we are doing our best to help support these local guys. We drink a lot. We love beer. It made sense to link up with some of these breweries. White Birch is one of the best. So if you see it in the store, buy it. If you go down there, let them know the boys from Simple Minds sent you. And yeah, drink up. Cheers.
Cheers.
So let's get in. It is divisional round, NFL divisional round football. This, to some people, is the best weekend of football on the calendar. Generally, we're talking about a Patriots game. Generally, we're talking about a Patriots win. Not in 2020. Instead, we have that Wuhan bitch wearing a fucking Josh Allen jersey. Now, don't get me wrong. Bills.
It's Jim Kelly.
Jim Kelly.
Okay.
I didn't go Josh Allen. I went Jim Kelly.
That's fine. One of the biggest losers of all time. That's right. Bill survived, though. Bill survived. Yeah, that's true. I love Jim Kelly. Against Jim Kelly? He's one of the most easiest guys to root for on the planet. Lovable
Fuck
loser,
the
baby.
Bills. Fuck Jim Kelly.
All right, well, let's hear it. They survived the divisional round, Bill. They get past Lamar Jackson, that fraud. And the hateable Baltimore Ravens and my Buffalo Bills are moving on to the AFC Championship game. Woo! Woo!
They look good. I mean, Lamar is a fraud. He can't throw the ball at all. You know, and if they shut down the run, and that was it. And then he left with a concussion, is what I like to call him.
Oh, see what he's been doing all day? See what he's been doing all day, Ray? He's been thinking
he's
about
jokes.
The delivery
jokes.
On that
one-liners.
One.
Yeah. That was good.
He's got his
you
danger
think he's
field
his
going
mirror?
On.
He was taking a shit, looking in the mirror, just practicing that.
These guys
all day.
Are gonna fucking love this.
Fucking love it. They say I don't do anything for this show. Watch this one.
Yeah, watch
this one's gonna
this.
Be amazing.
I read it by all my friends at the bar roofs. Today.
Yeah, guys, listen to this joke I'm gonna say tonight.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I know that I'm probably the biggest Lamar hater out there right now. I've been saying it since he came into the league that he's never gonna win shit. He finally got a playoff win over that, you know, fake Tennessee team, whatever happened to your Tennessee Titans there, Bill. But he sucks. And that
he's
pick
terrible.
Six, I was laughing 101 yards down to the end zone, baby. He sucks.
So when you're
and
the
he's
fastest
a
quarterback.
Fucking crybaby. He's a sore loser, worst winner type of player. I hate those guys. And then, yeah, if he had a concussion, like I said in the open, That rule does not apply to NFL quarterbacks in the playoffs. It's concussion protocol. You ever seen Julian Edelman play in the playoffs? The dude's been concussed in every fucking game he's played in.
Well, the Seattle game's a fucking perfect thing. Like Cam Chancellor took his fucking head off.
Yeah.
They had to pick him up off the field.
The idea of Lamar Jackson bailing out of a game that he sucked in and they were losing is not surprising to me at all. That guy's a fraud. Baltimore, I think, is in trouble because your eggs are in his basket. Unless you have the balls to move on from him, they're in trouble. Nice heat, Ray. What are your thoughts? What are your thoughts on Jim Kelly and Josh Allen's Bills there, Raymond?
He still has the yips. Josh Allen made some silly mistakes. Once again, back in the pocket, trying to deliver the ball, fumbles it. In a close game, it was 3-3 at the time. So, yeah, that was a little bit of a yip moment. So he still has the yips. He can't be doing that. If you play in Kansas City next week, that's going to account for points. So he's got to get out of that. Then Justin Tucker, one of the best field goal kickers we've seen in a long time. Talk about yips. Two missed field goals. First time he's done that in years. So, yeah, it was a weird day yesterday. It's been a weird weekend of football for me. I mean, this is just weird without the Patriots in it.
Tucker has one career miss in the playoffs entering last night. Oh. One.
Now he's got three.
You're on the he's on the take, baby. And that's not insignificant because when he missed those, the game is still tight. I mean, 6 points at the end of that game doesn't look like a lot. But the ones that he missed were, you know, that was momentum shakers, you know, that could have given confidence to that dink Lamar. So, yeah, that was obviously surprising to see. Very surprising to see. Josh Allen, yeah, he still has dumb eyes. Like, just even look at him after the game in the interview. Like, his eyes just look dumb.
That Wyoming weather, man.
I guess. We'll see, though. They keep winning, baby. They keep winning. Packers, Aaron Rodgers is still on a mission. He had a little lull there in the beginning of the game, in the middle of the game. But to start the game, they had two really, really impressive drives. Devontae Adams is freaking nasty.
His touchdown catch where he fucking with Jalen Ramsey blew him out of the water. Holy yeah. goddamn!
And then Ramsey pitching because someone else didn't change off. Nah, on him.
It wasn't his fault, bitch. But still, man.
I mean, it was just an excellent play call, excellent delivery. I mean, good offense beats good defense in any sport at any point in time ever. So that's what that was.
Aaron Jones looks like a great running back going into the NFC Championship game too. He can run downhill in the cold weather. He's gonna be a player to watch next week, whoever they play, either Saints or the Bucks. So it's gonna be.
Thanks
good
for your watch. Insight coming from the wind tunnel.
Sorry, I have to heat my family. I apologize, Bill. One day.
Bill doesn't turn the heat on. No. Green Bay is gonna be tough to beat in Lambeau, man. I mean, we're recording this with the Browns game going on. Obviously, we have to wait and see who is going to be victorious in the geriatric bowl between Brady and Breeze, Saints and Bucks. But either way, whatever team goes up there, they're going to have a hard time. They're going to have a hard time in Green Bay. I'd give Brady a better – even though I don't believe in the Bucks and Arians going on the road, I believe in Tom Brady in a bad weather game. Against Aaron Rodgers in a bad weather game, way more than I believe in Drew Brees, even though that's what I want to happen. So they look – the difference here, this is Aaron Rodgers' fifth NFC Championship game. It's his first one at home.
That's crazy.
He was 1-3 before. Obviously, the one that he won, they got the Super Bowl and won. A lot of people would call it underachieving. The fact that he hasn't been to more than one Super Bowl and won more than one Super Bowl, this has got to be the year that he does it, and I hope to God it's not. I want his legacy to be underachieving. Another underachieving MVP Hall of Fame Green Bay quarterback.
Kind of like Drew Brees underachieving one ring.
Well, see what you did there.
Yeah, but the talk around Aaron Rodgers is he could be the greatest of all time if he won more. I mean, he's considered, you know, the most gifted quarterback of our generation. And if it wasn't for Brady winning three more rings at the back of his career, people still had Aaron Rodgers above him in the conversation, you know, when people are talking about. So if Aaron Rodgers gets one more, just that fucking gushing bullshit is going to keep coming back with two multiple rings. Drew Brees has been an underdog his entire goddamn life. He's 4 foot. He's raised height. He's a tiny little boy.
He's average height.
But that being said, if he loses in dramatic fashion, especially to Brady, I'm leaning more towards you guys. Overrated for sure.
It's tough to beat a team three times in one season. Yep. You know, I mean, it doesn't happen very often. And especially if you think about the last game, you know, what was it, 38-3 or some ridiculous thing on the, you know, New Orleans won in Tampa. Brings me back to like that Jets Patriots game in 2010. It was a 45-3, you know, and then Jets came in and basically kicked our ass. I have a feeling something like this is going to happen, and Brady's going to come in and fucking in a dome. Well, I don't want it. I want Brady to go down in flames. I want his Tampa Bay career to go down in fucking flames. Bruce Arians can get fired after this year. Fuck him.
They have to adjust. I mean, the New Orleans defense pretty much owned Brady and the Bucs offense in both games. The first game, I think they scored 23 points or whatever, but the game was never in question. And then the second game, they scored 3. So if they don't, you know, if they don't make the adjustment on offense for the Bucs, someone's got to get fired. If you lose 3 games the same way and don't, you know, don't let Tom Brady do his thing, just let him stand back there and get his old ass bones crushed. You know, what are you fucking doing? Which I hope happens. That's the best case. I've said this. That's the best case scenario. Brady throws for 500 yards and Bruce Arians loses the game, or Todd Bowles loses the game, not covering Alvin Kamara or something in the flat. That's my best case scenario, honestly, because I don't want it. I'm not the hater like you are, Bill. Brady's not quite dead to me. He's a whiny little diva bitch, but,
they're all having fun down there in Tampa now. They can be themselves.
I saw that from December.
Clark. Oh God, I love it. The weather in January. It's nice and 80
I could be myself.
You,
I'll play one more year if they'll have me. Fuck you.
Fuck you, Ray, in the winter weather. If you could move out of the winter weather, you'd do it in a goddamn heartbeat.
I enjoy the four seasons, my friend. Thank you, though.
Yeah, you enjoy three of them.
Oh, I enjoy all of them.
Ah, fuck
actually,
you.
That's
get out
right.
there and
I don't
shovel
enjoy
your
spring.
Fat ass.
I do shovel my shovel. Fat ass. I do. Every time there's a snowstorm.
When you keel over from a heart attack for shoveling 40 inches for 3 hours straight, tell me you love winter.
Or
anyone
diabetes.
Who says they love the New England winter is a fucking liar. The
I love having a heart attack in the driveway.
I love New England. I'll never move out of New England. I love the four seasons. I'll deal with the snow. Fuck it.
Mm-hmm.
Born and raised. Never leaving.
Yeah, bullshit. You're dirty. You're like roots climbing into the fucking ground of a dirt tree. You dirty New Hampshire bitch.
That's fine. Yeah. I like the snow.
Yeah. I like living in New Hampshire. Beats Maryland.
You didn't even been to Maryland.
I've been to Maryland.
He drove through it.
You can lick my taint.
Bill drove
on Thursday, you'll be both be able to lick my taint.
Ew, gross.
Ooh, is that happening Thursday?
Mm-hmm. Is it going to be live? Are you going to do a live?
Let's see what happens. Maybe we'll do it on the show.
It's going to be filmed live.
Oh, God. Do it on the show. Ray, I mean, Rich, we could just talk headlines while Ray's getting his taint fucking waxed.
I like that.
Dude,
I like that idea.
It's a good idea.
Great idea.
Let's talk about so the Bruins had a good game. Yeah, I think you missed the spot, Kelly. Why don't you try that one again?
Oh, God. I just can't wait to how ruthless Kelly's going to be.
Oh, yeah.
Sure, it's going to be good.
Last piece of NFL news, Ray, the Deshaun Watson saga continues to get better. Jack Easterby, the little finger of the NFL, continues to poke and prod and destroy the Houston.
He's yapping about the Patriots this week, too.
Ooh, yeah, he's threatening a lawsuit, which is never going to happen. But Deshaun Watson has had enough. Deshaun Watson has had enough. What are your I don't think we've touched on this very much. What's the consensus here? What's your temperature on Deshaun Watson, Ray, and the whole Houston scenario?
He's good as gone. I mean, he wanted to be in charge of the coaching hire. No one came to him and asked his opinion on who to get. He wanted to be a part of the GM hire. Didn't ask anything about that either. So, yeah, he's losing DeAndre Hopkins. He's lost Will Fuller now from free agency. He's lost everything. He has nothing there. They're not building around him. Pretty much it's time for him to go separate ways and go to a winning organization, probably like in the Northeast, win a ring like he deserves. I think he's good as gone. Yeah.
I think, any player that wants say on the GM and coaches and is threatening to leave just because of that can
suck my dick,
can lick my taint. Honestly, that's below your
taint licking tonight.
That's below your fucking pay grade. However, when it's associated with everything else that is going on and has gone on in Houston, and that racist cunt owner and that piece of shit owner continues to do the things that he's doing, and has obviously been swayed by this religious nut job Easterby to make decisions, and all the reports out of there is that the internal strife and lack of communication or violent communication that goes on in the Houston Texans organization is just completely bananas, and I would not, I don't blame anybody for getting the hell out of there. And that, we didn't touch on this either, that speech that JJ Watt came out before, I think it was week 17 or 16, and basically said, we get paid a shit ton of money and millions of people want to watch us. If you don't put your all out there and give it your all every single week, you're an asshole. That turned JJ Watt from the biggest tool in the NFL to a fucking cool guy in my book. I'd take him. I'd take him in a heartbeat just after that one speech. He fucking gets it. He's always been a guy that gets it. He's just been a little bit of a tool bag. He has given like millions of dollars to charity. So.
Well, what was the hurricane? You know, he set up the first fund and was like, a couple million dollars that he raised just for
It was like 50,000 that he wanted to do, and he like ended up being like several millions of dollars that he ended up raising for it. Yeah.
So anyway, Bill, you got a thought on Deshaun Watts? He's not coming to Patriots. They're not going to pay him, and they don't have the capital to get him. There's too many to him. He's going to Miami. My bet would be Miami. They have the capital to get him. If they're smart, they will.
Yeah, and that the Tua, it looks sounds like Tua, will be built around that trade. And Miami's got multiple first round picks, including the number three pick that they can trade back to Houston for it. So Tua and the number three pick, I think, would probably get it done. Maybe another first. They got two more, I think, this year. So, I mean, those will get it done. They have the draft capital, and that's scary if you're a Patriots fan having him in the division. He's a top five quarterback and in the NFL, led the league in passing this year. It's disgusting, and it's a shame what they're doing to him. I don't necessarily like him. I want to be picking my coach, GM, all that. I hate that, you know, coming as a fan's perspective. I don't want the players dictating coaching hires or GM hires, but it's a shame what they're doing to that kid. And, you know, you trade away his best receiver for jack shit. You get him killed every year. You traded two first round picks for a fucking left tackle. So it's like they have no idea what they're doing. And it's in his best interest to get the fuck out. If I'm him, I'm forcing my way out as much as I can. I'm not reporting. I'm demanding a trade. That's it. Get the fuck out of Houston. Fuck Jack Easterby. He's trying to sue Sports Illustrated for a hit piece that says it's coming from New England. So fuck this guy. Fuck Houston. If I'm Watson, I'm out. Peace out. I am out.
Ray, I know you got a point here, but if you guys or if anyone else, if the listeners have not read that Sports Illustrated piece on Jack Easterby,
there's two of them.
It is awesome.
There's two of them.
Awesome. Is it? I don't know if I read the second one.
The new one came out yesterday or the day before.
Oh, maybe that's the one I read. I don't know.
Oh, there's one. And then there's one that came out 2 weeks ago.
I just went through all of them this morning and Jerry Thornton's rebukes of them all. And he believes, and a lot of Patriot beat reporters believe that he was the guy, the unnamed source in a lot of those. Not anti-patriot, but just the ESPN stories, the Seth Wickersham stories and all that shit that came out. A lot of people believe that it was Jack Easterby, and that was, you know, part of the fray that got him kicked out of New England. And that whole drama is just absolutely fascinating. That guy's fascinating, but by all accounts, he's got a little vein of evil running through him. And if he was in like a different organization, like a political organization that had actual power that could hurt people, he probably would.
How do you go from a team chaplain on a team to like basically the CEO of a fucking football team? Like a GM, whatever the fuck he is. How does that happen?
Jesus.
In 2 years.
Bill O'Brien says, this guy would be
Jesus
perfect.
Lord and Savior. What's the Houston owner's name?
McNair.
Yeah.
Cal McNair is the new guy there.
Go look up that guy and you'll see exactly how that shit happens. What a fucking fool.
Him and Cal McNair are buddies. They're butt buddies for Jesus.
Bunch of assholes. Ray, did you have one point on that?
Quickly, yes. Deshaun Watson has been flirting with San Francisco on Twitter, and there's a package around Jimmy G and their first round pick to get Deshaun Watson. So that's the other big rumor.
Yeah,
so it's either going to be Miami. I think it's going to be either Miami or San Francisco. Those are the two best that have the best capital to get the kind of player like Deshaun Watson.
That'd be a great spot for San Francisco if it keeps him out of the AFC East and we lose out on Jimmy. I'd be all right with that. I don't want to see Deshaun Watson and Josh Allen two times a year for the foreseeable future. That's not good if you're a Patriots fan.
So, and if your Nick Cesario has a fucking, you know, ties to Jimmy G, he was the one that pretty much drafted him there too. So he knows him better than anybody. So, I mean, if you're going to trade a franchise quarterback and you want something, Jimmy G might be a good target. Cause at least he's more proven than fucking Tua is. I mean, they're both baby back bitches as far as staying healthy wise, but I would take what we've seen Jimmy over what we've seen in Tua. So
if I was the Texans, I wouldn't take Jimmy G and $20 million though. That's not the place that they're at.
No, you don't even have to trade for him. If you just want the picks, you can move him for the picks and then just cut Jimmy. Yeah. Trade Jimmy to the Patriots. I mean, that's probably the most logical.
Get a third for the Patriots for Jimmy. Yeah. Well, it'll be interesting. I love the drama. We'll see how it goes down in a short month or so. I mean, when March comes around, NFL free agency is right back on the fucking doorstep.
That's fucking
so
crazy.
It'll be amazing. Crazy. It'll be amazing. Sports,
no combine
man.
This year, too, though.
Yeah. And they sign people right away in like baseball.
Yeah. Oh, dude,
like,
as soon as it comes out the day before now because they do the legal tampering period
for
2 days.
Thank you for reminding me, Ray. We got to move the show along because we do have some actual hot stove information we got to get.
Yeah.
And we know we save it to the end of the show because baseball is hashtag dead to me. We got to talk hockey, though. Bill, your Bruins. Shaky. 1-1 to start. What did I say? It's going to be hard to beat the same team twice. It's going to be hard to beat the same team twice. Two overtime games. The second one losing with 1.7 seconds. The first one winning in a shootout. Just give me your overall thoughts of the Bruins starting out here. And before you do that, the news today, injury news, DeBrusque moving up to the first line because now Kashuk is out. Craig Smith is still out. So you're right. Pasternak obviously is still out. So your right wingers are basically fucking depleted.
Craig Smith played yesterday. I mean, he didn't
practice today. And he didn't practice. And they don't expect him to play.
Great.
What was the last news that we heard today? Anyway, give me your initial thoughts on the season.
You're scoring. I mean, it's still early. You have no training camp, but you're lacking 5-on-5 scoring. You've had three regulation goals, two were on the power play, one was shorthanded. And, you know, you're really missing Pastrnak right now because he's the only guy that could really put the puck in the net on 5-on-5. You were 19th in the league last year in 5-on-5 scoring, and you're kind of seeing it. Mahomes is out. But anyways, you're kind of seeing it now, you know, and it's a joke. You're playing the defense a little different too. It's kind of bothering me. A lot of big. What's the score of that game?
17-22.
Oh shit, dude! If it's Buffalo, Cleveland, 11 minutes. Dude, if this is Buffalo, Cleveland,
Buffalo, Cleveland, an AFC championship game.
Oh my, that's the god.
Buffalo at home and AFC championship in that place.
That's the worst
fucking go.
That's what I was just gonna say.
Oh my god, I am off. I am all right. Let's do it.
I got vacation time.
Billy Biscuits. I'll bring the truck. We'll just throw him in the bed. It'll be fine.
No, I won't.
Whatever. Sorry.
Like it? No,
sorry
good.
To interrupt. This is divisional NFL playoffs. You know what? Bill, thanks for being with us, by the way. Thanks for sacrificing just enough time to be with us and not, you know, watch TV. That's big of you. So continue on your
after his busy day.
Yeah.
I was been out all day. But yeah, no, anyways, you're seeing 5-on-5 scoring. You gotta play better. But again, it's early. You know,
DeBrusk. Cash, what did I say right to start? Question marks. Stanika, zero. He's been a zero. These guys have to make the next step. And right now, I get it. Two games in. I get it. It's overreaction season. But they don't look like – I don't watch them and go, ooh, okay, there might be something there. I watch them and go, oh, shit, same fucking guys. And now Kashuk, with an injury problem in his career, is out in the third game of the season. So I don't feel good.
In the right wing on the fucking second line now because, again, you need consistency there on that second line. DeBrusk he started off slow. You know, even Sadnika playing right wing on that first line, you know, there's no options there. What are you going to do? You move Craig Smith up, but Jesus.
Ray?
Well, like Bill said on the Sunday social, you can plug anyone on any position up front. The center can go to right wing, a right wing can go to left wing, a left wing can go to right wing.
Not if ESPN has them at a certain position. Let me give you a name, Bill. I've thrown this out to you before. Pierre Lebac Dubois. There's your fucking solution right there. Go get
center, though.
He can play. Well, first of all, fine. I'll dump Krejci for him. Give me someone who can score. Give me someone who can play. Come on. What? Like, we've been the conversation around the Bruins for years. And they won't make – I mean, David Krejci is $6 million on the cap. He's been with the team for fucking 15, 13 years.
Columbus isn't going to take him back in a fucking deal.
It's an expiring contract. You lump him in to –
It's not an expiring contract because you have to sign him. He's a restricted free agent. You have to sign him to get him over here. He's not
David Krejci is a restricted free
agent? No, Dubois is. So why are they going to take back Krejci in a deal?
Look, that's wishful thinking on Bruins' part. You said because he's a centerman, which whatever, they can, like Ray said, unless it's out of ESPN, they can play different positions in hockey, I'm pretty sure. So
NHL.com, you cunts.
So you package, if I'm the Bruins, I dump that salary and package Krejci with the first and whoever else that they're looking for. Because you don't have it. DeBrusk is not it. Cash is not it. They don't have it.
It's two games.
Okay.
Bill's not going to take those Bruins undies off yet. Come on now.
What is your two games? What is your biggest concern here, Bill? Tuukka taking the second game off in the season in a 56-game season. Outside of 5-on-5 scoring, he looked good in the first game, and they took the second game off. Let me just throw you in my points and see what you think. Kevin Miller, obviously the bar is really low on him, but he looks strong, looks ready to play. Miller and Tuukka are the stories outside of the lack of scoring for me.
Young D, you're kind of seeing a lot of breakaways, which, you know, there was, I think, Tuukka rest off five of them in the first game. You know, Bruce Cassidy's kind of playing their D up more now, so you're kind of seeing the adjustment teams are making. You're getting those long passes. You got to start playing your D back a little bit. Kevin Miller's looked good. It looks like he hasn't missed a beat in two years, that he hasn't played in 2 years. You know, came out, answered, you know, Woods ran fucking Tuukka the first game twice, so you saw Miller beat the shit out of him right up. I mean, that's a leader, one of the leaders on your team. You know, that's the toughness that he's the toughest guy on your team. You know, you're seeing him right away. So it's a little bit of leadership there. But I mean, D's question mark. You're hearing names like Keith Yandel out there, Boston native. You know, he's on the market right now. It sounds like he's out of Florida. Left shot defenseman, another good leader. Bounced around from, he's played on a few teams in this league now, but he's a great left shot defenseman. And it's a big hole there. And I just think you can't rely on these young kids on the D core. Go out and get a veteran right now and add him to this team.
Oh, here's one. Zdeno Chara for $750,000. If the Bruins go out and sign some bottom of the roster, no name that you could explain to me, he's from Florida, because what they wanted to happen on the defensive left-handed shot didn't happen, and you let a Boston icon walk out the door for $500,000. This is what you should be afraid of if you're the Boston Bruins.
But Keith Yandel's not that guy. He's a top four defenseman. He's not a guy that's bounced around this league. He's a guy that's played. He was a great player on Arizona. He was an awesome, awesome player, played in the finals with the Rangers. Then he got traded to Florida. He's not one of these bottom six guys that you're going to pay cheap. He's going to come with some – he's got a sizable contract, but he's a guy that can play. He's a guy – he's a veteran leader on this team. He's not some bottom six guy. He's a top four defenseman. You're going to plug – you could plug him in right with McAvoy, right on that first line. And Yandel and
McAvoy –
Who
do they got to move?
Depends. I mean, he's fallen out of favor with Florida, so you might
be able
to get
salary,
him cheap.
Right? You only got $3.5 million in the room.
I got to look at his contract, but yeah, you could probably move. You know what? I'd have to look. You could probably move the younger defensemen. I mean, he's a guy that you want to target. He's a guy, again, you can plug him right in with McAvoy. That's a good, solid number one pairing.
Well, let's see. Hopefully, hopefully we just get a little bit more consistent play. And to be fair, the entire league has kind of been like this, and it's going to be like this. We said this, these back-to-back games, it's just going to be a shit show in the middle with points racking up with the type of schedule that they have this year. Get used to it, get ready for it. We got to move on. Raymond, Celtics, it's been two games since we last spoke. They most recently played the Knicks today as we record on Sunday and got their doors fucking blown off. Don't sleep on the Knicks. I know
they're good. They're well coached with Thibodeau.
But Thibodeau is there, who, you know, their ceiling is low with Thibodeau. I don't think Thibodeau is a championship coach. Obviously, the Knicks don't have a championship roster. I'm just saying they're not the doormat that they've been in years past. They play hard and there's some skill. So
I like Randall and RJ Barrett there too. They've been playing real well.
Losing by 30 is not an excuse for anything. It happens in the NBA. I'm not terribly concerned about it. The game before, you blow out the Magic with a hospital squad and eight guys out there. Kemba came back today.
Yeah, 9 points, 3 of 13 shooting. Yeah.
He looks sloppy.
Might be getting the glass name in front of him because he got hit and then he went down from a hip check from Nerlens Noel, who probably weighs less than all of us easily because he's 7 feet tall, but he weighs like 180 pounds. I mean, the guy's just built like a fucking beanstalk. He got hip checked. Kemba went down. I thought his life was over. Then he didn't come back into the game.
It's his first real game. Just give him, you know, I probably would have sat him down there too. He was clearly on a minutes restriction. It's a 30 point game when he gets fucking hit. You know, take him out. There's no point at that point to keep him in the game. You're going to have to nurse him back. You're going to have to slowly get him back, get him healthy. You don't need him for this early time. You're still the number one seed team in the East. So, I mean, you're there. Just get slowly bring him back, and then you got Tatum coming back. And when Tatum's healthy, let's go. Boom.
Here's what
it should be this week, right? Should be this week Tatum comes back?
End of the week, 10 I think. 10 to 14 days from what it was. We can go back and look. But here's what I need from Kemba. I just need him to be a really good knockdown shooter. He doesn't need to be – now we might have idiots like Ray complaining that he's making $30 million and not owning up to it. But if you're winning, it doesn't matter. No, fuck you. This was your whole problem with Glass Gordon, is he made too much money and didn't do what you wanted to do for the money. That should be the same thing for Kemba in the last years of his contract here. He'll never be worth $30 million. But as long as he can hit an open shot after Jalen or Jason drive, then that's fine. That's fine. As long as he can shoot better than the rest of those guys on that team, no problem. Speaking of shooting, am I going to have to swallow my words in this, Ray? Is Semi fucking Ojeleye an NBA legit 3-and-D guy finally, all of a sudden? Is he finally that guy? He's put together in the past five games. Well, today or I'm sorry, against the Magic. He had 18 points, 6 of 10 shooting, 6 boards, 0 turnovers in 20 minutes. The past 5 games, he's been in double-digit scoring. He's only behind Brown, Tatum, and Pritchard in terms of total minutes played. And obviously, we know his biggest strength is defense. He's just always been a liability on the offensive side. Could he be our P.J. Brown?
Yeah, he could be. And with Glass Gordon leaving, that means more minutes for these small forwards. So
yeah,
I think
there
that's
it all. Is. It always comes back to this.
There it is.
Could not stop. I couldn't keep it in. No, he's not going to be fucking PJ Brown. Get the fuck out of here. He's not going to be fucking reliable for anything. The only
he
reason
has
he's
been
getting,
so far this season.
The only reason he's getting minutes right now is because Tatum's out and Kemba's out. Once these guys establish himself and get back healthy, where the fuck is Semi Ojeleye going to be? No, Rich, do not swallow your fucking pride. This guy is a flash in the pan. Get the fuck out. He's going to be gone. He does not deserve a roster spot on this team. Fuck him. He's not PJ Brown. PJ Brown was a fucking savior for the Celtics team. And this motherfucker, nothing.
I will say this, and I met PJ Tucker. I just spilled beer all over myself. I will say this. You said he's only getting minutes. That's a little bit off. The minutes do show he's fourth on the team total the entire season. And when he was
From last year.
I was talking to Bill. When he's getting his when he got his most run is when that double big lineup failed them. They started playing him over Tice. And this thing started to click. So here's the deal. If he can shoot consistently at 37% from three, he's your 3-and-D guy. That's it. Mm-hmm. He just has failed to do that in an NBA career. And the other thing is zero turnovers. If you watch Semi Ojeleye play basketball, the guy was a turnover fucking machine, and he thought he was Allen Iverson's driving to the lane and slamming. It was like the scene out of Along Came Polly with Seymour Hoffman. Fucking raindrops! Raindrops! He's smashing it off the backboard. That was Semi Ojeleye driving to the hoop every time.
I love that movie.
If he's learned not to do that, If he's gained the intelligence we want Marcus Smart to gain, then shit. Man, I don't want to. Actually, I do want. I don't care. I don't have anything against him personally.
No, you have nothing.
He's just
been,
played way too much in his career for the Celtics and sucks so bad. I hope he continues on this trend. I hope he does. Then you don't have to go spend draft capital on PJ Tucker.
I still want PJ Tucker.
Yeah, PJ Tucker would be fucking awesome, but that would be in.
Give me PJ Tucker and get Boogie Cousins in that same deal. Let's go. Get them both.
Ooh. Yeah, that ain't going to happen.
Boogie ain't
never
going to
happen, but I've been wanting Boogie Cousins on this team for a long time.
Are you saying Boogie or Boogie?
Boogie sounds better. Boogie's from Friday Night Lights.
He's not leaving Houston. Him and John Wall are butt buddies. They're docking down there.
Yeah, too bad they couldn't get done in Kentucky.
Yeah.
Oh, this fucking game's getting interesting here.
Did Cleveland just score?
No, they just got an interception on a fucking terrible fucking throw, dude.
Uh-huh. How about that Kansas City dynasty, kids?
Mahomes is out. Let's go. Come on.
All right. Billy Baseball, let's talk a little MLB Hot Stove. Red Sox news, when this news broke, we thought it was arbitration, but surprisingly came to a one-year agreement with Rafael Devers at $4.85 million, which seems low, but as we discussed via text message, this specific text message, I was actually pooping. This is why I remember so specifically. He wasn't in a great place to negotiate. He had a terrible year in 2020, which probably hurts his arbitration number. And this was his first arbitration. So this might just kind of be the going rate in the Red Sox might, obviously the Red Sox got him at a good price. If he's going to hit like he did in 2019, they got him at an absolute steal, obviously. But thoughts on Devers coming back here on the agreement?
Yeah, great deal. And again, like you mentioned too, is no leverage. He was coming off. He started really terrible, but he finished hot. He started hitting towards late in the season. So I mean, 4.85, good deal. Again, first year of arbitration. I think if you put up similar numbers that you did the year before, that number's probably in the 8 or 9 range, but I think you're good there. So I mean, he comes up big year, you're going to see again. I mean, again, it's his first year arbitration. He's not a superstar player yet. It's fair market value in my opinion. So I mean, again, 2 years ago, these numbers, yeah, bargain value at this point.
Raymond?
Yeah, bargain basement. Like I said, I thought that was a very low deal, and we thought it was arbitration. But yeah, that's a very low deal for one of our best players pretty much on this team right now. So yeah, that's a great win for us. Now we got to go out and spend more because The Red Sox have been sitting back while a lot of these players have been getting taken off the board. So it's time for them to start pointing up and getting some real all-stars on this team.
Honestly, there hasn't been. Honestly,
what a
there
segue.
Hasn't been, there hasn't
Damn
been
it,
a
Bell.
Lot of guys.
Damn
there.
It, Bell. You blew totem pole of dumb's segue.
Sorry.
The reports out of Red Sox camp before arbitration, all the arbitrations across the league came in, said that they were in line to make a quote-unquote series of moves before the season. And that series was signing Rafael Devers to $4.85 million, and that's it.
Perez Kluber, came back today.
Corey Kluber.
Million.
Oh, God, fucking damn it, Ray. I don't what do I need to do? Do I
mute him.
Like, producer Bill needs to show up once in a while so he can understand what the fuck is going on.
Sorry.
Corey Kluber signs for $11 million for the Yankees. Obviously, the Red Sox were big on him. Odorizzi is still out there. The Red Sox were big on him. Martin Perez did come back to the Red Sox, obviously, at a cheaper deal than they than his option would have been. So, win there for Hyman Bloom. Benintendi is still not traded. And John Lester is an interesting name still out there. I think I know Bill and I are would take him back.
I'd take him back.
Ray would take him back too. Yeah. I just like the story, but I also think your fucking pitching is so bad that he could fill a spot and fill innings still this late in his career. So your thoughts on in 30 seconds or left, the moves or lack of moves by the Boston Red Sox so far?
It's terrible. You need pitching. Let's go and get Odorizzi or even Tanaka. Go on and get one of these guys now. You need pitching. Go.
Raymond?
Bad.
Very good. This has been the Silver Mine Sports Show. Monday headlines, January 18th. We'll see you on Tuesday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The other Bill we forgot on our Sunday social was Rambling Man Bill.
Oh,
God, I hit shit.
I've been drinking for a while. Leave me alone.